Hey guys, welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Hi guys, it's good to see you.
It's amazing to be here.
I feel extremely formal right now for some reason, but I'm going to get more casual as the episode progresses.
You're going to open up.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful flower. I'm going to bloom today. This is our amazing podcast where we recap Vanderpump Rules. If you want to support us, you can follow us on Patreon. It's $5 a month. We do bonus episodes every single fucking
every week.
Unless like a horrible illness befalls one of us, which doesn't happen all the time,
but sometimes it does.
Often. Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens, but not all the time.
Once a quarter or so. And then you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at I'm the Devil Pod, and you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. No, sorry, on Spotify, and a written review on Apple Podcasts. And those are the most beautiful and amazing ways to support us.
I love when you guys leave us written reviews. It's so nice. I was looking at them the other day.
And we did a really good pop culture catch up on the Patreon last week. That will be out shortly. This week, we talked about Traitors. We talked about Survivor. We talked about Love is Blind.
We talked about Summer House.
So
we talked about it all.
Get into it. Yeah.
It was like really, really reality TV focused.
It was complete 100p.
People tend to love is the thing.
I know y'all be watching those programs as well.
Yes. We're all watching together.
Yes.
It's like we're in the room with you.
It's right. We're right there with
you. All right, Sophia, what sexy, unique thing happened to you this week?
I feel like we haven't even talked since we had our big night out on the pod.
Oh, my God.
I was even before last.
Oh, my God. Y'all, we had a big night out.
Yeah, because we haven't done main feed since then.
Oh, y'all.
Y'all, we had a big night out 2 weekends ago.
Yes.
Like crazy. We crazy. Did.
We all went insane.
We all went insane.
Y'all wouldn't even fucking recognize us. We were so crazy.
That was like a really funny night.
We really never do stuff like that.
No, I started drinking at 7:30 with a martini.
You never do stuff
and
like
a
that.
Burger. I never do burger. Stuff like that. I felt so bad, obviously, the next day. What did we do? Chloe and I got burgers and martinis.
I saw Pillion.
You saw Pillion.
While you were doing that.
Chloe and I got burgers and martinis. Then V, our friend V, came. Then Leisha and Hannah came to the burger martini place. Then we went to another bar.
Then we went to Turtles all the way down. Worst bar in New York City.
Worst bar in New York City. That is basically where they do have turtles and they do turtle races sometimes. We got completely accosted on the way in.
The bouncer is like out of his mind.
Literally being like acting like I had a fucking...
It's
literally
like Pentagon level security. Yes. Patting us down, checking all our pockets, checking all of our bags. V had like 15 bags with her. He was like, "You've got to be kidding." I'm like, You don't need to look in all of this.
You want to look in the duffel bag?
That's her luggage. Okay, it's just her luggage.
We go there. I obviously run into a guy I had sex with 5 years ago, something like that.
When?
Naturally. When?
Cool.
Awesome. Then we go to your apartment. Of course. We're partying. We're fucking partying.
I put on a dress.
Anna put on a beautiful dress.
I put on a bodycon dress.
I wouldn't really call it bodycon, but yes.
It's tight.
Certainly tight.
It's tight.
Then we're hanging out here. We're playing some games. We're getting intimate.
Oh my God. The games that we are playing. Games is like, I wouldn't even say that.
We are playing hot seat. Personal questions.
But it got extremely personal.
It was a group of 5 people who had definitely a history together, and we were rehashing.
We were rehashing and adding new layers
of...
We were adding a lot of
friendships,
new layers.
Complexity, relationships, love even.
Love.
Sexuality.
Romance. Sex. Like, all of it.
All of it together.
Oh, my God.
Then we go, of course, to the gay bar.
We go to the gay bar, and the cover is $20. I say, what's the cover? Sophia goes, $3. The person at the door goes, no, $20.
I swear to God, that motherfucker said $3. I obviously am like, whatever. Pay for Chloe to get in for no fucking reason. All of our friends are there for maybe 30 minutes. And I'm like, let's go. I got you.
It's like, I honestly
when I get
shouldn't have
3 drinks. My mindset changes to money is no object.
Of course, me too. Oh, my God. Of course. I think that happens to most.
Yeah, to
because
most.
It's like, why did I pay the cover? Like, why did I go in? Truly, we were there for 20 minutes. Huge waste of money, but worth it. I don't know. It's part of the night. So what can you do?
That was an integral part of the night for no fucking reason.
So then I leave with Leisha and V. You stay for a little bit. Chloe goes all the way home. We go to Greenpoint. Yeah. Boom.
Boom. Far as fuck away.
You heard
away.
That right. Greenpoint.
For those of you who don't know, that's far as fuck away from where we were.
It's so fucking far.
Go to a... Then I don't come in that Uber. I come by my... Well, not by myself. Come with my special friend. My...
Ew.
My roommate and I go. Together. Meet you guys there. It is crazy. I was crying because you were like, it's amazing. The vibes were horrendous.
I was obviously just trying to get you to come.
You were lying.
I was lying straight out my asshole, being like, it's so fun.
And it's like, the night's going to be amazing. It's so fun. I show up. It's literally like,
it's Desert Spot 5. It's like all straight couples. Like all straight couples.
Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy. So crazy to be. To be the way that we
legit
all were.
Weirdos rolling up.
Up in there.
Really changing the demographics
of that space. Me being like
space.
Extremely rude to people.
They deserve
me
it.
Me walking around being rude. And what then they're being rude right behind my back. So whatever. Being like, I don't like that one. Okay. Hey.
Well, as I was leaving, after we got kicked out, I heard one of the guys that Hannah was like making fun of to their face basically go, what, you don't like a nose ring?
It's because I asked to see his Instagram and then I was looking at it being like, ugly, lame. No, I wasn't saying that, but I was being like,
you were transmitting it.
Yeah.
I was being loser.
Like, yes, literally.
Well, they were weirdos. It was literally, you were literally talking to like 23-year-old men.
Well, they had been trying to talk to V and I was like, leave her alone.
Let her be.
Hey,
that's my girl.
Let her be. Hey, that's my girl. No.
Hey, enough out of you.
Shh. Scram.
Then we have to leave there. The bar completely shuts down, obviously. They were not happy with us. We were waiting on the couch for you guys to stop talking to those guys. Like, people kept coming up being like, you need to leave. You need to leave now. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
My friends are doing something. Okay. They're about to be done.
My friends are making fun of people to their face. Just give me one fucking single second of peace. Then we try to go to what? Chow Chow, a place I've never been.
Yeah.
I also think like a straight establishment in Williamsburg. Obviously rejected. Alicia way too drunk. Basically falling completely over.
Alicia gets rejected. I'm like, guys, don't worry, I got us. I can get us in.
Alicia tries. They get rejected. They try again 5 minutes later. No, like 2 minutes later.
Yes.
They're like, no.
I walk in after Alicia. Alicia's still standing there while the bouncer's being like, no. And I'm like, please. He's like, get out.
And then we tried to go to that other place. And it was a $10 cover. And Hannah was like, I'm not paying $10. Like, they won't make me pay $10. Hannah's in front of me. I'm standing behind her. She goes, $10 for everyone? He goes, $10 for all humans.
Forgot that happened. I literally forgot
absolutely
that happened.
Clocked my tea. Got it. I'll have a lovely night.
Heard.
Mr. Bouncer.
Heard. I will be going elsewhere.
Heard. Then I'll take my human ass elsewhere. I introduced as a human being on a show the other day. I was like, oh,
ew. Human bean.
Human bean.
Please, well, you know them, you love them. One of your favorite human beans.
Anyway, then we go to a gay club called Oberon. Basically completely dead in there.
Yeah, like empty style.
That's where we end the night.
I went up to the bar and I was like, I'm a bartender. Are you guys hiring? And they're like, we need a diva like you. We need a diva like you. Yes. Yes.
Yes, mother. We are hiring.
And honestly, they were like, we're not hiring right now, but we really need someone exactly like you. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And you went to the back. You got his damn manager. And I was like,
they were loving upon you.
Wasted as fuck,
I'm
y'all.
I'm fucking wasted, but I'm beautiful.
But I'm pretty.
They were vibing with you more so than you thought your feminine wiles would work on the other place. They actually worked at the gay bar.
I know. And isn't that always what happens?
Legit.
That's always the case.
Of course. That's where we ended the night. Alicia, completely blackout drunk, bought 4 beer shot combos. I said, at one point, who are those shots for? They said, you can buy shots if you want. I said, you just bought 4 shots. They look down at the table. They go, oh my God.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh my God.
And you did it at my birthday. Yeah, they did that.
Yeah. Well, V and I walked over and we were like, what? 4? For who? And they were like, what?
they forgot it as it was happening.
Yes. And then V and I each did one and then Alicia did too.
Boom. Okay, that's the sexy unique thing happened to me. Us. TBH.
Yeah.
What sexy unique thing happened to you this past week or two?
I've just been on a damn fucking bender and it's killing me slowly.
Do you want to run us through?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so basically we went out that one night, and then I got really sick for 2 days.
Oh yeah, you got like a cold.
Yes, like a really bad cold, and then immediately my social calendar blew the fuck up. Every single night, it's like party, multiple party, party, multiple party.
Club, another club.
It was like Pat and then Pat's something else. Party. Just Pat is a lesbian party and it's over.
And Pat's, it's fucking done. Washed. Pat is fucking dead. Pat's dead in the fucking water, y'all. Yeah,
Pat is face down in the tub, y'all.
Ass up. Wait, what?
Face down, ass up in the tub.
Tits up. What is it?
Tits up. Tits
ass
up.
Out, tits up in the tub. Something like that.
I mean, I've never heard that before. Someone said that. I think someone might have said that before. Someone might be me.
Me just now.
Went to Pat is on Thursday. Friday, I had a night because my friend was in need. And yes. I was out very late.
Someone was suffering and they needed to go out.
Someone was suffering and they had to go out. Sometimes that happens.
Look, no fucking judgment. Sometimes that happens.
No, and I get it. Saturday, I had Ideas for Conversations show.
Fun.
Party at Molly's.
Yes.
Katie's birthday party.
Yes, I was there too. Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
Me too.
Which was last night. I had to go to a, got to go, to a former coworker's housewarming party. Boom. Where I put on a fedora and I popped it and I locked it and I dropped it and I body the fuck rolled. And as I was doing a spin, I turn around. Someone who I have slept with before had entered the room. Fuck my fucking life.
Now it's awkward. I have this fucking fedora on.
Yeah. I took it off immediately. Tonight I have a date.
Yes.
A second date. So that is also counts as going out. And then tomorrow I'm supposed to go to a gay guy birthday party, but I actually don't think I can handle it.
You have to cancel that.
I have Wednesday off, then Thursday is Leisha's birthday, then Friday is Leisha's birthday party.
Yes.
And then finally I am free on Saturday.
So you, girl, you know something's going to come up Saturday
I know.
Night.
Fuck. Fuck.
I know. So things are very social right now for me as well, I feel.
This damn fucking city.
This city that never sleeps.
Yeah, dude.
Kind of fun, though. It ebbs and flows.
It is kind of fun. I honestly, it's not amazing for me because I have, like, honestly, being unemployed has given me depression and I hate it.
Of course.
And then so when I'm constantly going out, I'm like, my life is fucking unmoored.
Yeah,
I
no,
do not
I know
have
what you mean.
Any kind of routine. Yes. My house is dirty. I'm tired constantly. I'm eating like shit. Like, I need.
I'm sick. House fucking dirty, eating like shit, going out, spending money, waking, sleeping in,
sleeping
late,
in,
late.
Waking up, like making weird plans, like doing weird shit as well. Sophia,
the routine I do have fucking absolutely strange. Yeah, I'm doing.
It's odd. Yeah, the stuff I'm being consistent with, it's fucking freaky. And it's like, God, I need to like have a week actually where I don't go out or I only go hang out with my close friends and I watch a movie.
Wholesome.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll get back on that
shit. I need to recenter. I feel that as well.
Yeah.
Been all over the place.
Well, I need to recenter before the summer. God damn.
Oh, you will. Fucking second day of March.
By the way, summer is next weekend. It's going to be 68 degrees.
So we are going to do something crazy.
Fuck. You're so right.
People are going to be outside.
People are going to be outside as fuck. I'm going to be wearing a tiny skirt. That's
Party girl
for
era.
Sure. Party girl era. Party girl era.
Pose for me, baddie.
Pose for me, baddie.
Pose for me, baddie.
I want a cigarette.
Me too. We'll have one in 40
Kim,
minutes.
Get your feet off the buttons. She literally just dragged her toes across all the buttons.
Fucking playing that shit like a violin. On the knobs like it's a damn bop it, girl.
Okay. I want to have sex with a guy. Sorry. That's separate.
Okay, well.
I forgot we're recording the podcast.
Okay. And I'm like, sure, what the hell? Ew.
Ew. You've
no,
done
you
it.
I'm
done
doing it.
You've done it and you do it.
I'm doing it and I did it. We'll figure it out. That guy that I messaged about has a girlfriend.
Of course. That guy's really hot. Of course he has a fucking girlfriend. Fuck, he has a fucking girlfriend. Fuck, fuck,
fuck. My
fuck,
fucking
fuck my
life.
Fucking life. Of course that hot guy has a fucking girlfriend. They all do. Fuck. And I tried to talk to that other hot guy a little bit at the show and I clammed the hell up. It happens to me. I'm a showman when they're ugly. When they're hot, I'm silent
I'm
as a mouse.
I'm a fucking charmer when they're ugly.
They ugly guys can't get enough of me, and I get it. It's because I'm pulling out all the stops. When I have to talk to a hot guy, I'm like immediately like have
Pitch
gas.
Silent. Farting.
I'm farting. I'm farting.
Honey, I'm Todd. I'm farting.
I'm Todd. I'm farting. Oh, fuck. I'm farting.
Fuck, I'm farting.
Ew. I hate that word so much. I can't believe I just said it twice.
Farting?
Yeah.
You said it more than twice.
Three times.
Okay. Should we get started?
Yeah, let's get into that. It's been a long intro,
but I think it's good. I think this episode was kind of fucking boring, y'all.
I know, so it's like we've got to.
Okay. It's Vanderpump Rules, season 4, episode 11, Fully Engaged, motherfuckers.
Fully engaged.
Motherfuckresses.
Motherfuckress.
Okay. Okay, so we open with Katie and Schwartz. They're having basically an engagement picnic.
Yes.
Tom is
it's
getting
a beautiful, they're at a beautiful park.
It's like a rose path or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom is getting up and yells, I just got engaged. Yes.
I just got engaged. She said yes. She said yes. I love her.
It's like,
why is he so excited?
I don't know.
Something he didn't want at all.
And he's scared. I know he's scared. Terrified. I know he is actually scared.
Well, he's going to get cold feet like tomorrow.
Yeah, and like a bunch of times, yeah. Obviously. Katie's like, it just still doesn't feel real. Like I'm on a cloud. Like I literally cannot like I just cannot imagine like feeling that way when you're getting married. And I understand that it's actually like what I'm saying is the opposite, where I'm like, I cannot imagine feeling that way after you've had to convince someone who doesn't want to marry you to get engaged to you.
Of course.
However, she feels that way because of all of her hard work and she won.
Yeah.
So it's just won. Tough for me.
But it is like, if it was anything other than getting engaged, trying to get somebody to love you, right? Then it would be like, yeah, she won. But it's like, you put in all that hard work, it paid off. It's like, this paid off in the worst possible solution. Like, the worst thing that could have happened.
You're now trapped with him, legally. Yes.
And guess what? When you guys get married, he's never going to want to get divorced.
No. You thought it was hard to get him to marry you? It's going to be even harder to get him to divorce you, my love.
Literally.
Good luck.
Literally. Good luck.
Good fucking luck. Schwartz then says that they should make a pact that they have to have sex every single day. And then he changed it to every week. And then he says every month until the wedding. And I'm like, when do you guys have sex? And why is it never?
They were going to have sex last night, but they got too drunk. They got too drunk.
That I actually understand more. Like, I'm like, I do get it if it's like with like weddings and stuff. I'm always like, it's actually crazy to like fuck after your wedding. You must be so fucking exhausted and like so drunk.
Drunk and so tired.
And like similarly like after an engagement. But I am like, you guys never have
sex. When are they going to have sex? Like, legit, when do they have sex? It's the kind of thing that I am always wondering about on reality shows. Because, like, Lisa talks about how she never has sex with Ken all the time on Beverly Hills. And it's like, can we be honest for 1 second? Like, can we drop the act for a second and just...
Be real.
For real. Tell me how much are you guys fucking?
I feel like Ken and Lisa are actually having sex. I don't feel like Tom and Katie are having sex.
I know. But it's like, why do you want to get married to someone that you've been dating for not that long and you guys are already not fucking?
I know. And then we learned that Stassi texted Katie basically like a very sweet message congratulating her on the engagement, but they are still not friends and Katie doesn't want anything to do with her.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
The message was sweet.
Yeah.
She called Tom Schwartz homie or something.
Yeah.
She was like, homie got it right.
Yeah, with the ring.
Yeah, homie got it right with the ring. Okay.
Yeah.
Yuck. And Katie has to go to work now.
Yes.
And she walks into Sir and she is showing everyone the ring. She's really excited.
Best day of her fucking life.
Best day of her damn fucking life. It's because it's like, oh my God, it just would be embarrassing.
Yes.
To be like, he finally did it.
I know.
After I've been begging.
I know.
All my begging worked.
All my begging paid off. It didn't. It's him and you're marrying him. Yeah. So it's actually a punishment. Yeah, but what the fuck ever. No, it is like, no, it's not good.
No.
Bad what's happening.
No, it's really bad. But everybody's really excited for her. Lala
is really excited for her.
Sheena is so excited. Sheena loves the idea of... Yes. A marriage at all.
Well, especially because Sheena is already married. I feel like she has unbridled amounts of excitement where she's also like not jealous and she's like, join the club. It's like, oh God.
And whatever. She's like, Sheena's like a little crow. Like she sees something shiny and she's like, ooh.
Literally. She's bird-like in many ways.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So Lala is like, basically is like, did you guys fuck?
Literally.
She is so crass.
Yeah.
She's like, did you guys fuck? And Katie's like, we were too drunk. And then Lala in her confessional says, don't give it up. If I were married, I would definitely keep on plugging. And it's like, what do you even mean?
Plugging?
I don't plugging along. What do you like? What do you mean?
I don't know. That's fucking nasty.
Sometimes she's talking damn nonsense. Then Lisa comes
she's
in.
She's talking absolute shite.
She's talking out her butt. Lisa comes in to see the ring and she's like, you guys are going to Hawaii. Do you have all your shifts covered? They're like, ha ha ha. Yeah.
Sheena still needs her shift covered.
Sheena still needs a shift covered.
Made
but
me laugh, though. Katie
there.
Said that she's almost as excited for Katie as she was when Pandora got engaged.
I know.
It's been, like, such a journey to get there.
I know.
God damn.
Oh, my God. They've had so many talks about how she shouldn't be with Tom Schwartz. And it's like, and now we're together forever.
Yes. Yes. Woohoo. Wah fucking who.
So it's the middle of service at the restaurant. It's very crowded. Peter comes up to Jax at the bar. They start to talk about Hawaii. This entire episode is literally just like people talking about how they're about to go to Hawaii.
I'm going to be real, y'all. This is a boring ass episode.
Yes.
Because it's literally them just talking about Hawaii.
But there's some parts that make me laugh and we will cover them.
Yes. But we might do a bit of a breezy.
Yeah. But Peter, they're talking about Hawaii, whatever. And Jax is like, oh, BTW, if the thing is that we're allowed to exclude people now, I'm going to exclude James.
Of course.
He can't come. I hate that guy. Jax is going to tell him tonight that he can't come. And Jax is also, BTW, inviting Kristen to his birthday lunch.
Because she can't come to Hawaii, he will be inviting her to his birthday lunch.
Which is like, yeah, total. She's like one of your best friends.
And then Peter says that he's like, totally. The thing about Dodie is that I'm always waiting for her to explode.
Okay. It's true.
It is true.
It's extremely true.
It is true.
Then Ariana is behind the bar and Jax invites her to his B-Day lunch at an Asian-infused restaurant. Which she laughs out loud to his face.
Literally.
And he does not understand that he'd said anything wrong. He says, you know how much I love Asian-infused.
Yes. Fucking idiot.
He's like, Brittany set the whole thing up. Everybody knows how much I love Asian-infused. Asian-infused restaurants.
Asian-infused restaurant.
This restaurant is infused with Asia. Absolutely infused with Asia.
Infused with Asianity.
He then breaks the news to Ariana that Kristen is going to be at the lunch. And then Sheena comes up to the bar and is like, so you heard Kristen's coming to lunch. Are you going to come? And Ariana's like, no, I'm not going to go to lunch because Kristen's going to be there. And they're like,
are you serious?
Oh, okay. And she's like, what the fuck? Of course I'm going to lunch. Like, that's so crazy. You guys are insane. And it's like, well, what?
Yeah, what?
Her attitude this entire episode is like so bizarre to me.
I know. I get it both ways, which is that like, I don't know why she would think that people would fully know that she was joking because she hates being around Kristen.
Yes.
I also understand, we'll get to it later, but I do understand that like when Tom and Ariana are like, we can be with her in social settings, but no, I'm not going to invite her to my birthday trip.
Yes, of course.
But it is like, that did not read as sarcasm, obviously, because she literally like hates Kristen. And it's like,
this is the first time that she's ever allowed them to be in a social situation with Kristen. So it's like, the precedent has been set that you refuse to see her.
I know.
Okay, so Sheena's like, sorry, like, didn't know. I thought you wouldn't want to go. And then Ariana is like, you're honestly not being a very real friend right now. You're kind of making something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And you never listen to me and you put words in my mouth.
Yeah.
And she just is like, she's not doing well right now.
No,
she really isn't doing well.
I mean, I obviously think that there's something going on privately. Because
Thing about the mom later, too. Sheena's like, your mom texted me.
Yes. I feel like there's something going on that we are not privy to.
Yes, I think so, too. But then Sheena is like, there's no fucking point in talking to Ariana because she just fully stonewalls. So Sheena just walks away.
Yeah. Okay, then we're in the alleyway with Sheena and Katie. And Sheena explains like exactly what just happened with Ariana. She says, okay, bitchy Barbie, like calm the fuck down. Okay.
Okay.
And they basically are just shit talking Ariana and comparing her to Stassi, like as they are like want to do.
Yeah.
Which I don't really think is that fair of a comparison, but whatever.
No, they're not really doing the same thing at all.
Ariana
right now,
is way less interested in, like, Stassi truly is like, if you're friends with this person, I'll drop you 100%.
Yes.
And has way less legitimate reasons, in my opinion, sometimes than Ariana. Ariana isn't really saying that. She said that like she's had to like reevaluate her relationship with Sheena. But she mostly said that when Kristen was being when Kristen was actively being insane and she was actively being Kristen's friend at the same time.
Yes.
So anyway, that's just my piece. And y'all can share yours in the comments below. Sheena says that she just feels like Ariana isn't the same person anymore, like that she used to be friends with. I will say that Sheena looks very pretty. She has a natural glam.
Yes, Sheena looked beautiful this whole episode.
And they basically decide, her and Katie, that they have to have some type of conversation with Ariana before Hawaii.
Yeah, because they're nervous about the trip.
Yeah. Okay, then we're back in the bar. Tom is there. Jax comes up, steals a bottle of vodka.
Borrows.
To take home. Borrows. Well, he says, I want to steal one. And then he says, I'm borrowing it. And then Lisa comes up and she's like, the Wicked Witch is back. Stassi is back, y'all.
Guys, Stassi is back.
Literally, like, so funny. Jax is like, back where? And she's like, she's been coming into the restaurant. And it's like so funny that she's like getting like her little moles to be like, Stassi's been spotted like three times or whatever.
I can't believe that Stassi's been coming into the restaurant though.
I know.
It's bold.
I get it though. I mean, she definitely is like,
well, she want to be back on the show.
She want to be back and she want attention.
Yeah.
Like even if she's not back on the show, it's like, you know that she's like needing her attention, Phil.
She certainly loves the idea that they would have a meeting of the minds to be like, what do we do?
Yes, of course.
What do we do?
Yes. And so basically Lisa is like, I don't want her weaseling her way back into this friend group. And
it's so funny when she said that, weaseling her way back into this friend group as if she's part of it.
I know. And she says that if Stassi's gonna come back, like, she needs to go through Lisa first, obviously.
Right.
But Lisa is
explains in Talking Head she's upset because Stassi called her an old woman and was disloyal to the restaurant and dismissive to all of her friends.
She is only mad about the old woman
part. Of course.
She's like, I don't give a fuck about these kids.
And
she called
also,
me old.
Yes. And she also wants Stassi to acknowledge that she's done a lot for her. And then Lisa is like, no free drinks for Stassi. Yeah. And then Jack says that he would give a free drink to the homeless person outside before he'd give a free drink to Stassi. So fucking insane.
It's also like, no, you wouldn't.
No, you
first
wouldn't.
Of all, that's true on, it's untrue on every front. You would never give a drink to a homeless person, and you would 100% give a free drink to Stassi.
Yes. Hey. Hey.
You would leave your girlfriend for her in a heartbeat if she wanted.
Yes.
Okay, so now it's Max and James in the back alley because they are besties. Never seen them back there before together.
No.
Basically, Max talked to Tom.
He's so weird.
He's just really weird.
There is something so strange about him. I'm sorry. And like, I do feel like it's like if he was on the show, we would it would be revealed. Like, I would know. So too. But he is just odd.
I know. Well, that's why he's not on the show, because there's something odd about him that they can't reveal.
And it's like when one of the guys is like that seemingly strange and we haven't even seen him be on the show, I'm like, there is something off about you.
Yes, for real. But I don't know what it is. I mean, it's like, I don't think he's evil. He's just, there's something so weird about him. Do you think he's evil?
I think he might be evil. All those guys are fucking evil.
I mean,
evil.
They always are. Of course he's evil. He's best friends with James
Kennedy.
Of course
he has
he's
to
evil.
Be evil.
Of course. I don't know where was my mind. That's crazy.
Sorry, y'all. I had a lapse in judgment.
Basically, Max talked to Tom about Hawaii, and the reason that James can't go is because Christian can't go.
Well,
because they're on the excluding thing. And then he's like, also, you go ape shit yeah. when you drink.
He's like, basically, they're not inviting you as payback for like Jax is using you as like a pawn because like Sandoval and Ariana don't want Kristen there. And then he's like, and also you go absolutely fucking insane when you drink.
Yeah, you're a fucking monster when you drink. And then James is like, I haven't drank in 10 or 11 days except for beer. Except for the beer that I had.
Which means he's had like way more than that also, obviously.
100%. That guy can't quit. He is a full-blown alcoholic. There's no way that he stopped drinking for 10 or 11 days.
No
he
way.
Would look much different than he looks right now, which
yes.
is haggard.
Yes.
James is like, well, basically what's going to happen is that I'm going to fucking schmooze my way onto this trip. I'm going to talk to Jax. And I'm going to get my ass to Hawaii because Jax is a fucking dumbass and I can easily convince him to let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hate that worked.
I know.
Which we're about to get to.
Do you want
to
do that scene?
Yeah, sure. So then, fuck, it made me so annoyed.
I know.
For many reasons
I know.
That I will get to. Okay, James goes up to the bar. He was at the DJ booth. He approaches Jax. He's like, hey, Jax. It's like they're fucking enemies.
I know.
He's like, I know everybody's going to Hawaii. Like, what's the status on where I stand going to Hawaii?
Everyone already has, like, their tickets.
I know.
Pissing me off, obviously.
Jax is like, basically, you're a fucking liability, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you go apeshit when you drink, aka, and also, like, he just doesn't like him. And then James is like, no, I haven't been drinking. I'm not going to be sloppy, James.
Which also is like, if James actually has cut back on his drinking in the past 10 days, that means he's going to go fucking balls to the wall once he gets to Hawaii. He won't be able to contain himself.
And you think he's going to be chill and not sloppy drinking in Hawaii when everybody else is definitely going to get fucked the fuck up? It's just that everybody else doesn't start screaming the way that he screams when he drinks. Jax is like, well, you know, it's my birthday, it's my day, it's my week. So kind of what I say goes. Mm-hmm. Plus, by the way, it was really annoying when you kissed all on Lala.
Well, like when he was talking to her.
When he was talking to her
and then James comes up and is like, mwah, mwah, mwah. It's like, ew.
It just really made me laugh. Jax being like, it's my birthday, plus I hated when you did that thing.
Yes, of course. And we all did.
Yeah, everybody did. And then Jax is like, by the way, James, if I wanted to quote unquote take Lala down, I could.
If I wanted to take her down, if I wanted to sleep with her, I could in a second.
Take her down is so bad.
As a way of saying that you're gonna fuck someone is like the scariest thing in the world, and it literally is true. What he does is take women down.
Yeah, he's a hunter. He's a hunter and they are his prey.
Yes.
And he shoots them right between the eyes.
douche.
And then James is like, please, I really want to come. I'm gonna be good. It's gonna be fine.
Literally, he's about to start crying.
Because
he cries a lot.
Yes, I mean, he's a crybaby.
He is a crybaby.
In the talking head, James is like, I have to be there. I really want to fuck Lala.
Oh my god.
And then Jax is like, you know what? Fucking fine. But you are on really thin ice. And I am only doing this because I need to practice what I preach to Tom and Ariana, which is forgiveness. So, yeah. Okay.
It's going to be fucking horrible, by the way, obviously.
It just was like that whole interaction was so nasty to me because it's like, first of all, I hate that James had a plan to do that and then it worked.
Me too.
But I'm also like, James, you think you won. You had to degrade yourself.
I know.
You had to let Jax like spit and step on you.
I know.
And beg like a little bitch.
I know.
So did you really win? Like, you're walking away without your dignity.
Well, he didn't have much to begin with.
I know. I just hate that guy.
No, I hate him so fucking much.
That whole thing made him look so pathetic.
The person on Reddit that was like, about this podcast was like, I love this podcast. Like, they like come for everyone equally. Obviously, they come for James more because he's fucking horrible.
Like, yeah, of
course. I hate him fucking horribly.
And I hate what he's making me do, which is look fondly upon Jax.
I know.
Stop. Now you're putting me in an uncomfortable
position.
Yeah, you're
where I'm siding with Jax.
Yeah, fuck. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, and then he like literally calls him a dumbass as he walks away.
Yes.
James, it's like, you didn't win.
You didn't
win. He's like, beat his ass. Like, he's like, I'm playing like chess, bitch, or something. It's like, you're a fucking idiot.
You're a loser. You were begging. You were like,
yes.
Pat his dick in your mouth and you were begging.
Yes. James's whole thing right now is that he's like, I need to go to Hawaii so I can finally fuck Lala, which is one of the most humiliating things in the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Flying to Hawaii and trying to sleep with a girl who only makes out with you. You hang out with her all the time. Why is Hawaii going
to
change anything?
If she wanted to have sex with you, she would have done it by now. If
she
wanted to
take you down, she would have done it by now.
Yeah, literally. You guys have been kissing nonstop. If she was feeling anything sexually towards you. If she wanted to, as you said,
fuck the shit out of you, she already would have done it.
If she wanted to fuck the shit out of you.
Okay.
Oh, when is she going to fuck the shit out of me?
Now we're at Katie's. Kristen comes over to celebrate the good word.
Yes. Yay!
Yes, Katie's engaged. Katie shows her ring. Kristen immediately starts to cry.
Yep.
Of course. Then we learn that Kristen set Schwartz and Katie up when Kristen was living with the Toms.
I love that she did that.
Kristen says she set them up because they're quote unquote two peas in a pod, the exact same person.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
That's not even close
That's
to true.
Not true
what
at
a
all.
Weird thing to say.
They're so different.
They're extremely different.
Two peas in a pod, the exact same person. This is the thing where they just say stuff that they've heard people say about relationships before that don't actually apply to the relationships. They're just telling themselves stories. Okay. It's literally true. And then Katie tells Kristen that Stassi texted her, and Kristen says that basically that she actually already talked to Stassi about the engagement. And in the talking head, we learn that Kristen and Stassi are actually still friends, and they apparently talk a lot.
Which is so funny.
So funny.
She's hit you, by the way. Kristen, she's hit you.
She fucking beat your ass, by the way. And you guys have done just absolutely unforgivable acts to each other.
She backhanded you in front of a room of people.
She set it up.
She set it up.
Literally to... She said, hear ye, gather round. And then she fucking hit your ass.
She hit you.
She fucking slapped the shit out of you.
With her fucking rings on.
Yes. With a chunky fucking ring from like Old Navy, by
literally,
the way.
Literally, yeah. J. Crew.
Literally. And basically she's like, Stassi and I are both heartbroken to not have been at the engagement. And I know that in like 10 years we'll all be friends and it will be like so sad that we missed this. Which is kind of true.
It's true. It is true.
Yeah. Then we're at Sir... James tells Lisa that Jax invited him to Hawaii. No, he did not. You had to beg. That's literally not what happened.
You didn't get invited. You ask, what's my status on going to Hawaii? Please, 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 can please, I go
please,
to Hawaii?
Please, 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 please. James then is like, I need to go because Lala's going to be there. And Lisa's like, you know that I really, really, really don't like the way that you and Jax act like Lala is like a prize to be won.
Yes.
And then she's like, she is not a prize. She is a human woman that is my employee.
Yeah, she goes, she's not a trophy. She's a young woman who works at this restaurant.
So funny. She's like, she's not an object. She is my worker.
It was so funny. I couldn't believe she said that. She's a young woman who works at this restaurant. She's not a trophy. She's a young woman who works at this restaurant. That, I'm going to start saying that about things and people.
Lisa also really doesn't like the idea of Max going on the trip because, like, and James is like, I'll take care of him. So that's horrible.
That's really bad.
That's actually worse.
That's really, really bad.
Lisa is like, who's gonna take care of you? And then he says, Lala, fuck you.
I don't like the way that he is talking about having sex with Lala to Lisa.
I know, he literally is like, Lala.
Because like, yes, he's like doing like tongue out.
Yes, and literally it's being like,
that's your mom.
That's mom.
Literally your mom.
That's mommy, by the way.
Your mom told Lisa that you are her...
His like mom.
That you are mom. BTW. Mommy was like, that's mommy now.
Mommy said, that's your new mommy, by the way. And they talk about Faith because Faith and Max are together. They're like hooking up.
They're not. I do not believe that woman likes him.
James says that he likes Faith and that it's especially awesome because she'll be there and she's friends with Lala. So Lala will basically have no choice but to hang out with James.
Yeah. I do not believe for one second that Faith and Max are actually hooking up. He is weird as fuck.
I know that.
I don't think
she's doing it enthusiastically, but I think they've definitely like made out at least.
Okay, they might have made out.
Something's going on.
It's just like I just really don't think that she's interested in him even for one second. I think this is her plot line.
Her being like, Lala, why are you into James? It's like,
wait.
I posed the same question back at you, my love. Yeah,
come on.
Like, literally two, like, of the weirdest and nastiest fucking guys in the world. Sorry, they're both so ugly. It's crazy.
There's a reason that nobody ever asks about Faith and Max. I think she's doing it to be on the show, which I totally get and respect.
Yeah. He says, Max is going to be the perfect wingman for me in Hawaii. We're going to be chilling 1 second. Then when I need some alone time with Lala, I'm going to give him he's going to go take Faith around the corner, give her a little doozy around the bed, and I'm going to have my time with Lala.
It's so, I don't know.
Reading that back shocked me at the
end. Being like a British cartoon character.
Like old timey. Yes. He's going to give her a little
Doozy around the bend.
As slang for fucking?
Yeah. Doozy around the bend. Hell? He's going to give her a little doozy around the bend.
And Lisa just warns him to not do anything stupid. Then she's like, actually, you will do something stupid. Just don't do anything permanently stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so now we're at the bathing suit store. A store that only sells bathing suits. We're at the bikini store. Sheena, Faith, and Lala, they're shopping for bikinis. Yes. For Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Sheena wants to know if Faith and Lala are going to be staying with the boys. Lala is like, no boys in my room. No boys in my room. Okay. But then Faith and Lala both bring up how they're super into Polynesians.
Yes.
So perhaps...
Faith says you never know who you'll run into. These Polynesians on this island. What the hell?
What the hell?
Like,
and then
really specific and strange fetishism that I'm like, literally, I'm like, how many Polynesian people do you guys even know?
I know.
Like loving on them in that way.
Yeah. And then Lala in her talking head says she's a sucker for Polynesians.
Yes. And tattoos.
Yes.
This trip is going to be full of eye candy.
Yeah.
And then she says it's heaven for Lala.
It's heaven for Lala. It's heaven for mommy. M-A-M-I. Mommy.
It's heaven for Lala.
It's heaven for Lala.
That was so weird.
She is weird as fuck. She is just such a freak. So then they go try on bathing suits. They're doing the thing where they're naked on camera and their coochies are blurred out, which makes me laugh when they do that. Lala puts on heart pasties on her. Are her boobs real or fake?
I have no idea.
They're so high up.
I don't know. It was probably fake, but I don't know. I really have no idea.
If they're not fake, she has perfect tits.
They are like perfect, but they don't look like completely fake to me.
I know.
So I don't know.
I know. It's hard to say. I feel like she wouldn't have a surgeon that good, so they must be real.
Yes, not at this point.
No, but they're trying the bathing suits on. Lala puts on heart pasties on her boobies and like a thong and is like, Sheena, come look. Sheena walks over and is like, haha, very funny. And then in her talking head is like,
Lala needs to be
careful. The girls are going to freak the fuck out.
Everyone's going to hate her. You know what these girls hate? Whores and sluts. And you know what Lala is? A whore and a slut.
A whore and a slut.
Like, literally.
There's nothing they hate more than a whore and a slut.
I know.
And Sheena knows that from experience.
Yes.
She was a man-stealing whore.
Whore.
She's, like, literally in the talking head being like, the husbands are on the trip, so. Things are not going to go well. Then they're, like, kind of digging through bins of bathing suits. Lala tells the girls that she's really nervous that James and Max are going to be in Hawaii because she really loves James and loves to kiss up on him, but there's just something missing from their relationship, which is that she has absolutely zero desire to have sex with him at all.
Yes. Yes. And she's like, I love hanging out with him and making out with him and even hugging him, but the problem is I do not want to have sex with him at all.
And it's like, why do you love hugging and making out with him then?
I don't know. That's a question I have as well.
That is, it's confounding to me. Yeah. And also BTW, she has touched his pee pee before, and her bedside table is full of Magnum condoms, and let's just say they wouldn't really, James wouldn't really be able to fill them out.
Slide right off.
Slide right off. He has got a small peener.
He's got a tiny wiener peener.
Tiny wiener peener.
He's got a skinny little peener. Maybe short as well. Don't know.
Ew, a skinny peener on James.
He definitely has a skinny peener.
Pencil dick.
That is his entire fucking
vibe, by the way.
That guy
has a pencil dick as fuck. No, I know legit. A guy who had a pencil dick and he's having sex with my friend and he was kissing her on the back doing pecs like this. And we were all like, oh my God. When she told us, oh my God. Like literally, yes.
Crap.
It's so weird. Hard dry kiss on your back. Getting reeled with a pencil dick.
Super sensual.
Super sensual. Now Lala kind of brings up how she really loves to flirt with Jax and she doesn't know how to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you can stop.
I know how you can stop.
Just stop. Just stop.
Oh, I have an idea. Just don't do it.
Because it's the words coming out of your mouth. So just don't say the words.
Yes.
She was like, if I knew that Brittany was driving across the country, I would have behaved myself. And then Sheena was like, didn't you text him later that night to come over and fuck you? And Lala is like, got me there, but I said come get in my bed. I never said have sex with me.
That could mean cuddling.
So don't put words in my mouth, bitch. And then Sheena is like, well, I really think that you should not flirt with Jax in Hawaii because Brittany is going to be looking at that. Mm-hmm. She'll kind of be seeing that as a sign of disrespect.
She goes, she's like, I would really try to not be disrespectful. And Lala's like, of course not. And Sheena's like, but so just so you know, like, that means not flirting with him because that would be disrespectful to Brittany. It's like, oh my God.
Does he? Brittany will take that as a sign of disrespect.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. Because
that is disrespectful.
It's rude.
It's rude as fuck. It's
extremely mean.
And it's like, you know, Jax can't control himself. So then that's going to be devastating to poor Brittany.
Wait, then we're at Jax's apartment. Brittany is putting clothes away while Jax shits with the door open and reads a magazine. It's like, this is the man you just moved in with.
And screams at her.
And he's shitting with the door open. It smells probably so bad. I couldn't even imagine he's reading a magazine. He's upset with you.
I can't believe he did that. I wouldn't do that to anyone ever.
No, me neither. She's like, I don't know if there's room to hang all my clothes. And he says there better be room because if he sees a mess, he'll freak out.
He says he will have a literal meltdown if he sees a mess. Okay. Like,
okay, so the guy shitting with the door open right now is telling me he'll freak out if there's a mess? Why don't you close that door, my love?
Your poop is in here with us.
It's stank in here. And my clothes are pissing you off? Okay.
Okay.
They talk about James, Lala, Faith coming, and Brittany's like, didn't you invite Lala? And he's like, I would never in a million years invite Lala. And then we obviously get smash cut to him inviting her, of course. Duh. In the talking head, he says that he has a suspicion that Lala wants to sleep with him, but he only feels that way because she keeps telling him that she wants to sleep with him, of course.
Right.
And Britt is basically like, well, Sheena told me that Lala said it would be difficult to not flirt with you in Hawaii, and you're acting interested, she's going to think you're interested. It's like, if you're acting interested, you're interested.
You're interested.
Her, like, engaging with him being completely shitty is so fucking crazy.
She's doing insane
mental gymnastics. If you're acting interested, she's gonna think you're interested. If he's acting interested, he wants to fuck someone else in front of you, bitch.
He's interested.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy that she has a little spy who's giving her this information. Yes,
it's so funny that Sheena do not know each other that well, I don't think.
I know Brittany just got there.
And Sheena is texting her all this stuff. It's so fucking funny.
And it's like, okay, so Sheena is texting you that to be like, BTW, this whore is coming and your boyfriend's a fucking player. And Brittany is taking that information, twisting it up in her mind and being like, Jaxie, if you act like you're interested, she's going to think you're interested. Yes. And it's like, oh my God.
Like, she's doing the thing of being like, it's okay. Like, it's like almost the thing of like, oh, I don't mind if like the person I'm with like flirts with other people or whatever. But it's like, Jax is a crazy, crazy cheater.
Jax is a crazy, insane cheater. If he flirts with other people,
it means he's going to cheat on you.
If you already have the women in his life reaching out to you, telling you like, hey, so you should be worried about this. Literally. It's like,
a woman that you know. Yeah. So like, Lala's in your orbit. Imagine what he's doing to people that you don't know.
I know.
She is perfect for him. She's letting him walk all over her. And yeah, she also is like, well, I heard that you guys were whispering in each other's ears and touching all up on each other and stuff like that from Sheena. And so I will have to talk to her in Hawaii. And I'm like, why aren't you talking to him about it?
Talk to him about it right now. Yell it. Yeah. Like, yell it. He needs to stop
as well.
No, she doesn't see it that way.
I know. Okay. That's that.
Okay. So now we are at Jax's birthday lunch. Katie is wearing a really fugly scarf around her head.
She's wearing almost like a tie around her head.
I thought it was
like
a tie.
A headband.
I thought it was a tie at first.
You guys know what I mean?
Not like a headband. It's around her forehead.
Yes. Yes.
So they arrive. Boho style. Kristen arrives and she is like to Jax. She's like, I'm going to try and talk to Sandoval when I get a moment because I just really want to make everything okay. And Jax is like, that's a really good idea. And then in his talking head is like, that's a really bad fucking idea.
He's like, yeah, that's an amazing idea. That's a horrible idea.
Horrible, horrible idea. Everybody does a gigantic shot. A huge shot.
Ugh.
Table full of shots all around.
Of course.
And then Kristen pulls a lei out of her bag, puts it on Jax, and is like, because I can't go to Hawaii, I'm going to bring Hawaii to this side of the table.
Sandoval and Ariana are like,
it makes
rolling their eyes.
Ariana roll her eyes so hard I thought they were gonna fall out of her damn head.
It's like, I'm sorry for Kristen, that is like a kind act actually.
Yes, she literally
could be doing so much worse.
Yes, she really, really could be. Okay, so yeah, that makes Ariana roll her eyes really crazy. Sheena then tells everybody what happened to Max, which is that he fainted and knocked his teeth out in the bathroom. Basically his teeth
it literally makes me feel sick.
Hit like a piece of wood and got stuck in them. It's really gross. It's really gross. I'm sorry to have to even say it. No, I know.
We have to say it, but it's so gross. It made me feel sick to think about.
Yes, me too. It's like really, 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 really disgusting. She is like, luckily he's on really good meds, turns to Shay and says, don't ask for any.
That was funny. I'm sorry. I love her for that.
It and was he so, laughs too. He laughs too. He laughs too, but it, to be honest, everybody else looks a little awkward.
I know, but I'm like, that's their relationship.
I know. I know. Oh, it's about to be over though. So
I know,
it's like,
I know, I know. But it really made me laugh.
And basically, yeah, his tooth came out and it lodged in his lip, which is like really nasty. It's so like he might not be able
in the entire world.
He might not be able to go to Hawaii.
Yes. Then we're at Villa Rosa. Lala, Sheena, and Faith are showing up to say hi to Max. James explains basically that like he like went over to Max's and Max opened the door and his mouth was entirely fucked up.
Yeah.
So he like wasn't going to the doctor or something.
Oh my God.
He obviously must have been so drunk. Yeah. Also, Sheena says he was lightheaded and fell over. It's like he obviously was like fucked up out of his mind.
He was the opposite of lightheaded. He was blacked out.
Yes. Yes. Max says that he's feeling a lot better. And then Maria comes in and is like, Ken and Lisa are on the bedside landline for you right now. So he picks up the phone. Lisa on the phone is like, I'm incredibly worried about you and you really need a rest. Do not kiss Faith also. And in the talking head, Lisa is like, I really try to stop worrying about Max, but it's hard because he's always my baby. And I'm like, it's hard because he is someone that you need to worry about.
Yeah, of course, because he's like doing crazy stuff.
He's like hanging out with delinquents and constantly getting in trouble and like busting his whole fucking mouth open, basically.
You really need to be worried about a guy who's best friends with James Kennedy. It's crazy to worry about him and not have that be like the main concern.
Of course.
Like, what do you mean? James Kennedy is the worst influence that there can be on a person.
Not even influence. It's like, if your son is someone who's interested in being friends with James Kennedy, you need to reassess need the kind of son that you raised.
Exactly. You need to look within yourself and say, where did I go wrong?
Because he has literally strayed too far from the light.
Yes.
And James basically in the talking head is like, it's hard because I really need Max to go to Hawaii because of this plan where like I need Max to facilitate my time with Lala because he'll be with Faith and all these pieces are going to come together and then I'll finally have sex with Lala with my tiny pencil penis. And then Maria brings them all tea and biscuits. We flash back to the birthday lunch. Sheena tells the entire table that James couldn't fit into the Magnum condoms that Lala has.
She is like really airing all of Lala's shit. I know.
She's going crazy. In the talking head, Kristen is like, I feel like Lala's type is anything with a dick, regardless of shape, size, or color. Okay, inclusivity.
For some reason, it felt so vulgar when Kristen said anything with a dick. I was like I don't know. It just felt so gross to me. Something about her tone of voice, I was like, you are being like, there's some evil in your voice.
There's malice inside.
Yes.
And Sheena is like, apparently you have to fit into Magnums to like enter Lala. And then Jax like puts his hands up in celebration, but he's in front of Brittany.
He says, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. And then he's sitting right next to him.
High fives Tom Schwartz. That was so crazy. I was like, that's what? That's crazy.
Okay. Celebrating that you can fuck someone else in front of your girlfriend. Fucking awesome. We cut to Lala skinny dipping at Lisa's house. Really shouldn't be doing that. It's incredibly inappropriate.
Really
obviously.
Shouldn't be doing that. Lisa it's will so not like that. Crazy.
Lisa will not like that.
It's so crazy to go to your kajillionaire's boss's house and take your boobies out in her pool.
And then Max is just standing by the corner because he like can't swim or something because he's on too many pain meds while like Lala, Faith, and James just like splash around literally like babies basically.
Yes, but like orgy
They're, like,
babies.
Literally like taking selfies and stuff. Yep. So embarrassing. And then Max reveals that he actually can come on the trip because his doctor's appointment got moved to Friday.
Yay!
And that's basically that.
At one point in the pool, James swims up to Lala and takes a big bite out of her bare ass.
Ugh. Yuck.
And I was like, oh my God, that is the closest you'll ever get to her pussy, dude. We're back at lunch. Sandoval goes outside to smoke a cigarette, which is a funny thing to do in the middle of lunch.
I know. He's like fiending for one, obviously.
And like they made him go out there. Like he has to talk to Kristen. Yeah. Kristen follows him like a little snake in the grass. And she comes out and she's like, hey,
can I borrow your lighter?
Can I use your lighter? It's very lucky that this restaurant has an alley very similar to Sir's. Yes. So they can have a kind of Sir style confrontation, but they get to be somewhere else.
Yes.
She borrows his lighter and then she immediately launches into the conversation.
First she's like, I don't know the last time we talked. And then we cut back to the scene where they're both like sobbing and like holding each other's hands.
Yes, literally. It's Tom Sandoval with like more snot than I've ever literally seen a human being like, have.
I do still care about you.
I'll care about you forever. And then she's like, okay, so you got your way. I'm not going to Hawaii. And he's basically like, this is inappropriate. Do you think it's appropriate for you to go to Hawaii? I don't think so. And he's like, I think it is inappropriate of you to come to Hawaii. Having you around makes both me and Ariana extremely uncomfortable. We don't like to be around you. We will tolerate you in a social setting and do our own thing, but you can't. It's like, why would you come on my birthday trip?
I know.
And Kristen is like, okay, well, just so you know, I'm always going to be around forever.
She's like, fine. But when you come back from Hawaii, I'll fucking be here. Yeah. I'll be here the day after that and the day after that.
And the day after that and the day after that.
You see my face the moment when you close your eyes to die. Bitch, I'll be there.
Bitch, I'll be there. It is so funny to be like, okay, I'm not going to Hawaii, but.
But I'm also not going anywhere.
I'll be right here when you get back.
Literally.
And she's like.
Literally is like, really? Because she like, well, just explains like the Katie wedding stuff.
I mean, this, it was like funny. He's like. He's like, she's talking about it like as if we're really going to be around each other a lot. And then she's like, and just so you know, like, I'm going to be helping plan Tom and Katie's wedding. And he's like, are you serious? And it's like, why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She loves to get her nose and stuff.
She wants to. She's going to do it.
She's not lying to you. She will always be around.
She will always be around.
She will always be around. She's honestly being kind to you right now by giving you that heads up.
Yes.
So like, come on.
Literally.
But it, yeah, it's like she's legit. Integral to the group. And he's like, okay, fine, you will always be around, but you have to know that the reason you make us uncomfortable is because you were extremely aggressive.
Yes.
Towards Ariana. And Kristen says, I respect your feelings, but I am going to be here. Good talk, buddy.
Yes,
I respect the way you feel. Doesn't change anything about the way I'm gonna act. That was good talk, buddy. Yeah, good luck, player.
Oh god. Okay, then Sheena and Katie pull Ariana for a chat. It's, this episode's just boring because it's just like rehashing the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And they basically, yeah, they're just like going back into the conversation that they were having about her and with her at Sir earlier. Sheena says, we both feel like you've been so extremely negative lately and bitchy and intimidating.
Yes.
So fucking rude.
So rude.
So fucking
so
rude.
So rude. No way to talk to your friend who is obviously going through something.
Yes. Reach out with care, compassion.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been different lately. Is there something wrong?
Katie sort of.
Hello, how are you?
I think if it was just Katie on her own, she would be better at this. Sheena is really leading the pack of being like, you're a cunt.
No, it's crazy. I mean, Sheena is like just fucking like hungry for power. Like she just wants to feel like she has power over people.
Yes.
In a way that is like so annoying. Katie also once again is like, I feel like we're back in the Stassi situation and like that I've been like backed into this corner with all the Kristen stuff. Ariana basically like questions Katie's integrity for forgiving Kristen. Katie questions Ariana's integrity for not forgiving her, so on and so forth.
Yep.
Sheena then reveals, as we said earlier, that Ariana's mom reached out to her and asked if Ariana is okay and if Tom is a bad boyfriend, which is like, this is what I'm saying. There is like obviously something going on that we're not privy to.
I know.
Like, and 100%.
It's like, of course, the reason that this made Ariana so mad is because it brings Tom into it. And she and Tom do their absolute darndest to keep their personal relationship drama off of the show.
Yes.
And so for Sheena to be like, your mom thinks Tom is fucked up. Yeah. Is like a massive betrayal of Ariana's trust.
Yes. Yeah. Sheena's like, so basically everyone, including your own family, has noticed that you have had an awful change in your personality.
Oh my God.
And yeah, I don't know. It's like, there's no real resolution. Ariana and the talking head is basically like, I just can't believe I'm about to go to Hawaii with these two people who I like, these two bitches who look like my old friends.
Yeah. They've ruined this trip for Ariana before. Like, they even
it sucks.
Have done it.
It really sucks.
Ugh. Okay, final tiny scene.
Because also, it's just like, Kristen's not going. Can you just have fun?
I know. No, they can't. They cannot. It's not going to be a fun trip.
No.
By the way, it's going to be an amazing trip for us.
Yeah, but it's not going to be fun for everyone there.
Quickly, they're at LAX.
Yes.
They are all flying together, which is actually so fun. I love when they do that. Sheena tells Max that he is not allowed to drink in front of her because Lisa said no drinking, and Sheena is Lisa's little bitch. Well, Lisa
said no drinking because he's on antibiotics, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he shouldn't even be on the trip. Like, he shouldn't even be in the airplane.
Your parents have ordered you not to drink. The doctors and your medication ordered him not to drink.
Yeah. I mean, to Sheena, Lisa is God. So
yeah, that's true. A God among men.
James and Lala are making out a ton, like kissing all up
so
on each other.
So fucking gross.
So weird. Jax is staring at them like he wants James to die.
Yes.
Brittany is kind of looking at Jax like she doesn't understand what's going on.
Jax is mad. Brittany is confused.
James in his talking head is like, I'm so glad I'm here because I really want to fuck Lala.
Oh my God. Come on.
They're all standing together. Ariana is about probably a foot away. And Katie is like, I really hope that Tom and Ariana have fun on this vacation. Like, I really hope so. Especially because Kristen's not here. Like, I hope it all works out. And Sheena goes, I hope she's not a fucking Debbie Downer the entire time. And it's like, she can
Sheena
hear you.
Sheena is on one.
Sheena is fucked up right now.
I feel like Sheena's also jealous because she's not getting a ton of time on the show or something. I don't know. Something is going on with everyone.
But it's like, Sheena, you had your big plot this season already. I'm sorry that your husband is doing a little bit better right now, so you can't talk about that. It's like, his bad, I guess. But there's 14 of them all together at the airport, so they do shots, they get on the plane. James and Lala are kissing.
They're like
on
grinding
the
on each
plane.
Other in the plane. It's so gross.
It's really nasty. And then they all.
So inappropriate.
It's like there's other people on that plane. Then they all fall asleep and they're on their way to Hawaii.
Yay! We forgot hero and villain last time.
I know. I saw that comment.
Who's yours?
My hero this time?
It was so like blah.
It was so blah. Maybe Kristen.
Literally Kristen, I think, because she was just making me laugh.
Yeah.
With the lay thing.
Yes, me too. My villain, perhaps James Kennedy.
James, as always, it's I like, suppose. Who else? It's going to be James till the end of time.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all.
Okay. Love you guys.
Next week is going to be fucking shit is going to go down.
And oh my God. It's going to be so good.
I cannot wait, my love.
I'm literally so excited.
Okay. Bye.
Ciao, bellissimas.
Ciao-y.
Ciao-y.